Hello, audience. My name is Isaac Gutierrez, but I will actually not be your DM today. Our wonderful and exquisite DM will be Darren Cave. And I, Isaac Gutierrez, will be playing Sigfrin, a wonderful giant paladin. Also with us, Samantha playing Lafael, a wonderful rogue, elf, a lot of things. And a newcomer to our group, I forget his name, I believe it's something with a C, and he plays Haruku. A drow warlock. Ooh, fancy. And we welcome you to
Castle Romp of a Lifetime.
Episode 5.
Previously on Bodyglogs.
You ended up going down the hall to another bedroom where you found Shithead, who is busy massaging an elderly woman's feet, while Lucy is basically suspended in the air, sort of like this image that I shared with you. She is not reading a book. She's just sort of looking down at whatever they are doing, speaking to you. And you've also noticed that her shadow seems alive, for lack of a better term. You will see a shadow convulse into the corner of the room, explode out towards Lucy and start licking her face.
I'm going to cross my arms and say, well, thank God I didn't kill you then.
You see Shaggy look at you.
I look at him back.
As he's looking at you, he gives you a sort of snigger and continues licking Lucy's face.
Lafayette, I'm gonna get you a demon puppy for Halloween. Not Christmas. Demon puppies aren't for Christmas. That's for Halloween.
Hey!
Is there like a keyhole?
There is not a keyhole. This is more like a... It's just got a little... Like a knocker that you can just use to push and pull open.
Okay. In that case, what I'll do is... I'll take off my helmet for a moment and press my ear against the door and just go,
With that, I'm going to need you to make a dex saving throw to keep from being grappled.
Now here's the mimic, man.
This shouldn't take you too long. I mean, it's only a mimic.
Oh, yeah. But, like, still, like, Sigfrin is still like, son of a bitch. I knew it. And so while it tries to inherently just wrap around the flame, it just slowly burns and gets cut alive.
Jesus, pretty brutal, but basically execute this poor defenseless mimic.
Defenseless? I don't know.
My face says otherwise.
With that, you also hear a rush of wind and the sound of a window shattering.
I swear to God, if that bitch Lucy went out that window, I give up. I look over. Is Lucy still there or Shaggy?
Lucy is still at the window, looking down. Shaggy is not in sight.
Okay, I'm going to look out the window. Lucy, what happened to Shaggy?
She points down towards the cemetery, where Shaggy is seen as a very deep black blob next to a gravestone. And she just whispers... Mommy's coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Was there any, was there actually a door with, a doorway with the mimic, or was it literally just there against the wall?
It was just there against the wall.
Man, fuck that mimic. But, in that case, I'm gonna loot the mimic. Is there anything in it? Because normally they have, like, some kind of bullshit. If not, I'm gonna take Lucy and say, we have to get back to your father.
So here's where it's gonna get interesting. I'm not going to give you the usual loot from a mimic. You are going to get some specific things. You will find a piece of an amulet out of its little shish kebabbed body that you've just executed. Mm-hmm. And with that piece of amulet, you'll see that it looks sort of like the von Strauss sigil, but you're not too sure. But with that, you will also find a third note.
It's like a note from the mimic's kid saying, Papa, we can't wait to see you back next month.
You are kidding about this. I actually did this with Hiroku in the last, in my other campaign, the Manticore. Needing money to go to Manticore school.
Manticore school.
In any case, so this note says, Mommy's coming, dear. Signed, Lilith.
Lafael and Siegfried, looking, being able to see Shaggy out the window, like at, in the graveyard, are either of y'all able to, on your own, safely and quickly get from where we are to down?
Well,
if one of y'all can do it, I can bring the other person and we can investigate source, or at least what seems to be the source of everything right now.
Well, if I may, Heroku, we also have to bring Lucy as well. And on top of that, is it better to go straight to the graveyard, or is it better to maybe try to go and just leave, if I'm being honest? What if we just took Lucy? Okay, hold on. Hear me out. What if we just took Lucy, right? Took Shaggy, all that. Like, clearly, like, go get the king and say, hey, we'll be right back, Baron. Like, come on. Fuck this castle.
As you're saying this, you see a purple hue start emanating from the graveyard into the window.
I'm gonna start dragging Lucy. Just grab her by the wrist and start moving. You guys do what you want. I gotta goodbye.
As you are trying to do this, Lucy is just screaming and slapping and scratching. Let me go. I want to see mommy. She's trying to climb out of the window to the graveyard.
All right, I'm gonna outstrength this bitch. Just pick her up.
I'm gonna need you to do a strength versus dex throw. She's very nimble. She's gonna try and squeeze around.
Nick and I have rope.
I'm not Nicholas. I'm not. I don't like how quickly you immediately went to tying her up.
It's happening though. I do want to stay.
That's a 23. Really...
Oh, my God. Oh, she could suck it. I have a 26.
Okay, so you do manage to sort of just muscle her up and stick her under your arm, using her basically like a newspaper. She is grappled.
Lucy, I don't know. Look, at this point, I've done so much to try to keep you alive. If you kill yourself, I will damn you to hell myself.
The purple hue has intensified, and you also see that Lucy's shadow has coalesced, and it seems like Shaggy is coming back.
All right, I'm going to start backing away from the window. Siegfried has some bad juju vibes. Like, as a paladin, he doesn't even want to fuck with this stuff. He thinks he's like if it's going to happen, we should stop it. But his whole thing is, like, protecting the people, right? Like, his paladin oath isn't, like, destroying evil. It's protection of others. So, well, like, if it comes, he will definitely defeat whatever this is, but he's more concerned with making sure Lucy isn't fucking killed. So he's gonna, like, gesture to Heroku, if you want to, take Lafayette to go investigate. I'm gonna try to secure Lucy, at least bring her away from the windows, and I'm gonna start trying to take her back to the throne room.
Okay, so before I continue on, what's Lafael and Heroku going to be doing?
I want to get Lafael's mind on what she wants to do before I decide, because I have a way to get us down there, but if she wants to stay with Siegfried, I have no problem with that. It's not like I have, like, a... I don't have any loyalty to the Baron. I'm kind of sticking with y'all because you seem capable. So if we want to leave, we can leave. Lafael.
I think we should follow Siegfried because that thing, whatever that thing is down there in the graveyard, it seems, well, obviously dangerous, but way too dangerous for us to handle at this moment. We should probably gather our bearings and go back.
From the hallway, let's go get some more guards.
As you say guards, it echoes and you do not even hear the sound of Kurt in his library anymore.
This is getting fucking uncomfy. Oh, as I pass the library to the throne room, is Kurt not there?
Kurt is there, sitting in a chair looking out the window.
Kurt, what's happening?
Kurt turns around, his eyes are completely purple, looks at you and say, bring me my daughter.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna go to the throne room. I'm just like that moment of like, never mind. He just closes the door, hopefully even like locks it from the outside, and goes to the throne room.
Okay, cool. I'm assuming you're running to the throne room. Okay, so you're Let me clarify. Are you running to the throne room or just walking quickly?
At this point, I think I'm running. After seeing my good buddy Kurt, even getting controlled by one, and then straight up being possessed, there's a reason I put good and evil on Lucy. I might be casting good and evil on the rest of us. We gotta get to the throne room. I'm running. And saying a very, very, very panicked prayer.
Okay, awesome. So you're running towards the throne room, you get there, you see the Baron sitting on his throne still, the mud wrestling pit has disappeared. You come out of the hallway of the family quarters, you see that there is now another male standing next to the throne, and also a female, both of them humans, with Baron von Strauss actually still sitting on his throne.
So Baron von Strauss is sitting on the throne, and then is...
On either side of him, there's one person.
Okay, and does it look like it's like a younger version of him, the male one? Or in the female looking, you were like Lucy? Or is it like, these are completely two different people? Like, I've never seen them before, I have no idea who the fuck these guys are.
You've never seen them before, but they both do bear a very odd reflection to both Baron von Strauss and... Not really to Lucy so much, but there is definitely something that looks similar to Lucy as well.
Huh. I'm gonna, like, Siegfried taking a minute to truly be like, oh, fuck me. Looks back to Heroku and Lafayette, hoping that they didn't go investigate the graveyard.
Yeah, we fall.
Okay, so you're going to the graveyard?
No. We're following Siegfried.
Okay.
Cool. In that case, he turns around and goes... Guys, I think there's a lot more familial Mojo Jojo and Voodoo Hoodoo than I think any of us were prepared for when coming to this party.
Noble party, Sigmund.
As you see this, you notice a change in the air temperature.
Is it colder?
There's a sudden pressure in the room. It's hotter. And you see that the door that you just came out of is slammed shut and sealed by magic.
I'd like to cast Summon Greater if I can.
Okay, go ahead. I am very interested in hearing what you're going to be summoning.
So, essentially I'm just kind of gonna, like, draw like some runes on the ground around me, and then I'm gonna stand up and I'm just gonna put my hands out, and I'm only gonna say one word, and it's just gonna be Valrog, and that just, you know, happens to be the true name of a Babao, I think is how you say it.
A Babao. Oh. Or is it a Babu?
It's I'll send the little thingy here in the chat.
Okay, cool. So one, this is what I'm summoning.
Yo, these dudes. Yeah, Baba. Oh, Baba. Baba. I don't know how to say that either.
Yeah, Baba, I believe.
That is awesome. Look at him. He looks like his name is like fucking Greg or something. Like he works in accounting. Yeah. His soul was taken and now he's really pissed off that he never was so cool. So while Greg enters the battlefield, I'm just going to turn to the king and say, Hey, what happened to your wife? Throw down that letter that says she's coming. What happened to Lilith? Or else I send Greg to eat your ass.
I'm retconning my backstory. True name of the demon is now Greg.
So give me... Well, you don't need to give me anything. I've already got it. So you just summoned Greg. Siegfried shouts that at Baron von Strauss. Baron von Strauss stands up, and his two servants next to him burst into flames.
Oh no.
I love the oh no moment.
Is it oh no?
Two demons were summoned.
Okay. Holy crap.
Well, we got our own demon and a paladin, so we should be pretty cool.
You do, who had the 14 passive perception.
That's me.
Okay. So you do notice that Baron von Strauss's eyes have also been possessed, and it is purple.
Oh, great. Eat him.
Okay.
Could I, I want to issue an order to Greg. I want him to get hold on, let me look up what the danger this spell is.
Fucking Greg, oh god.
Never mind. I actually want him to continue standing right behind me where I summoned him. And I want him to cast, dispel magic if I can target the Baron. And like,
that is amazing. You use your fucking demon's magic. That is awesome.
Okay. You can do that, sort of. Just give me 1 second to look at something.
I feel like this entire session has been us constantly fucking over whatever Darren had planned by just doing one simple thing.
So, dispel magic, I can target one creature, so I suppose I would target the Baron.
But dispel magic is an area of effect, right?
It says choose one creature, object, or magical effect within range.
Oh, so that's what I meant by of effect. It meant like whatever magical. Yeah, so if the magic is area, okay.
Right, yeah, right.
But do you try and dispel a magical effect, or are you trying to dispel the magic from the Baron himself?
I think dispelling magic on himself wouldn't really help much, would it?
Your choice.
Can I try to get the sense of... I mean, I don't know if I'd be able to get any information about this, but the demons that got summoned next to the Baron, can I get any information on, like, how they got summoned? Like, if the Baron summoned them, they're the source of the purple eyes...
You do not have any idea who summoned them.
Okay. All right, in that case, so there's two demons, like, one each flanking
one on each side, and the Baron himself standing in the middle.
Okay. I'd like to target the demon on the left of the Baron with the Dispel Magic, hoping to target the whatever magical effect was used to summon.
Okay. So the spell save DC is 10 plus your spell level. So what is your spell level?
My spell level is...
Yeah, just your spell save DC, basically.
Spell save DC is a 15.
Is it Dispel Magic only?
If the spell's third or lower, it automatically ends.
Yeah, and if it's higher, he makes the roll to try to outdo it.
Exactly, right, that's why I need to make the roll.
Oh, so I suppose Greg is rolling, huh?
Yeah, that would be Greg, okay.
Okay, so he needs 10 plus the spell's level... What's the spell's level? Third level? Oh, no, successful.
If it's third level, it ends no matter what.
Yeah, that's for third level or lower, it ends immediately. For each spell level, fourth or higher, make an ability check using your spell casting ability. The DC is equal to 10 plus the spell's level.
I will admit, I totally forgot that technically Greg is a living being, so roll his own dice.
Yeah, he gets his own initiative, and I can give him voice commands and everything like that.
Darren, what does Greg sound like? Does he talk, or is he just silently like...
Now, Greg actually does have a voice. He has a very monotonous voice. He's just, I used to do accounting, and now I'm just...
I used to do statistical analysis, and my wife cheated on me.
And now I'm just about to fuck you instead of her.
Just like she used to do to my gardener.
The best part is in my backstory. The first time I summoned the demon, he literally slaughtered like hundreds of people. So this is just a bit different than how I imagined.
He had a bad day at the office that week.
I was gonna say this is when he was first like divorced and he was really angry. He was, in fact, if you talk to him, he was drunk at the time. He feels really bad about it.
Oh my gosh.
So, that. So basically, the Baron needs a save of at least a 14. Well, not the Baron, the demon that's been summoned.
Right.
Nat one.
Yeah, it needs 14. It needs to at least equal it to survive the spell.
Okay.
And that's going to be a dirty 20, 19 plus 1.
All right, I'm going to burn Siegfried's point of inspiration.
Yes, I do remember.
I would like to give this motherfucker a reroll.
Oh, okay.
I'm really genuinely hungry.
That's a 17 plus 1.
Son of a bitch, but fair enough.
Hey, it needs to make up for 2 weeks ago. The dice gods were against me.
That's true.
Okay, so the demon is not dispelled. He seems, in fact, just a little bit angered that you would even dare to attempt it. And out of the Baron's mouth, you would hear a female voice.
You shall not touch my lover.
We're not trying to touch your lover. We're trying to keep you from hurting your daughter.
As you say this, the Baron takes out a short sword and stabs himself in the gut.
Well, I guess he hurt himself, you bitch, didn't he?
You know, I'm glad that I didn't target the Baron with my dispel magic. It seems he's killing himself.
Alright. I'm just gonna get my flame tongue. I'm gonna put, like, Lucy... I'm a big guy, and I'm wearing, like, Onion Bro from Dark Souls armor, so I'm just gonna, like, open the chest plate, shove her inside my armor, close the chest plate, and then prepare to for combat.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It's like a tiny squirrel just, like, squirming around. It's like, I want to go see Mother. And it's like, no.
Yeah, I normally put Lafayette in there for our secret chest burster attack. But... I need to put her in here, so just don't worry about it. She's, like, trying to, like, squirrel around inside my chest. I'm just like, stop it, Lucy. Stop. Bad girl.
While this is happening, you see that the carpet around the throne starts glowing purple, and you see that a teleportation circle has lit up, and there is a being teleporting into and destroying and replacing basically the little, well, I wouldn't say little. I
mean, oh, no. His blood is the sacrifice. Oh, fuck me.
And, ah, shit, I've lost that image. Okay, improvise. This is the new image.
Would I break my paladin oath for fucking an undead?
I think so. I don't think there's any way you can get around that.
No, technically you wouldn't, because you were trying to create life in undead, so maybe. Depends on if you clean fire.
Depends on my pact, I suppose. It's just, I have the pact of throwing it back and being a hoe, so...
Okay, so... You see this appears. You see that Lucy is suddenly in the throne room next to Hiroku. She has been teleported away from your little chest hiding hole.
The fuck? Dare you!
And as she's teleported away, you see her shadow snapping out again. And this time, instead of Shaggy coming out... There's a tentacle that hits towards Hiroku and Lafayette.
Oh, out of anger, I'm using Channel Divinity and doing Sacred Weapon. I'm about to kill an undead bitch.
I don't know, if it was just undead, it would have been so deep.
Oh, yeah, I don't need... Yeah. Well, I had a feeling it wasn't just undead. That's what I didn't do, turn the unholy. So that's something Sacred Weapon, and I'm approaching this bitch with my +2 flame tongue.
Okay, so as you're approaching, before we do that, I need deck saves from Lafayette and Hiroku. And you know what? Fuck it, Greg as well.
Greg!
So that's going to be a DC 20 intelligence saving throw or be stunned until the grapple ends. For all three of you.
Oh boy. Intelligence saving? Huh?
God. Siegfried has to. Single hand and they put down his honey in bed.
I failed.
Badly.
Should I roll for Greg?
It's intelligence saving.
Oh, okay. I rolled dex instead. Let me fix it.
You should be good with intelligence, though.
I got an 11.
Oh.
So, both of you are grappled and considered stunned until the grapple ends. Everyone can roll initiative. Hiroku actually made it. He got a... Greg. He got a 22.
Let's go! Good work, Greg.
Okay, so everyone can go ahead and roll initiative. I'll roll...
Wait, would Lucy have been teleported? Because she with the protection of good and evil?
Yes, she would have.
Damn. Then... Oh, well.
And if you like that video and like to see more content, please drop a like and subscribe to Wolfer28, or give us a follow and a rating on both Spotify and iTunes as Bardic Logs. Thank you very much,
and we hope to see you next time.